Hey parents, this is a little ears warning. Jesus is the most radical redeemer and restorer, but this podcast may contain some topics which are not appropriate for little ears. So if there are little ears around, you might want to pop in some headphones or hit the pause button right now and pick it up at another time. Jesus be glorified through these testimonies.
Welcome everybody to Win Our World podcast series. And over the next 4 weeks as a global church, we're going to be looking at what it is to move from the manifest presence of God into the miraculous and win our world for Jesus. And we're going to have a variety of people join us as guests on this podcast from our church community. We're going to hear about how they met Jesus, and then we're going to hear about how they, in their very real, normal, ordinary, and often very full lives, are winning their world for Jesus. Guys, it is our prayer that you and me would be encouraged, a little bit provoked, and equipped to share Jesus and to win our world for Him. All right, guys, let's jump right in.
Guys, we have someone very fun on the podcast with us today. We have my friend, Jade Veloso.
Hi.
Welcome. I was just trying to count back how many years we've known each other, and I think it's like at least seven.
I think so.
Something like that.
Some complete holy number.
It's a long time. Yeah.
I'll take that. I like number seven.
Yeah, number seven. That'll do for today.
Yeah.
We've done all different seasons. Like together. We've done a whole bunch of them.
So many
seasons. Which is so fun. I think we met the first year we met, I think we were just both hanging out at church. And then the year after would have been you were doing internship.
Yep.
I think I was doing like an admin role.
You came on
team.
Staff, yeah. As an EA.
Yes, as an EA. Holla to the EAs in the world.
Holla.
And then you came into ministry.
Yep.
You've done a bunch of different roles.
Yes.
In that space. And now you are working it.
Working it.
In the workplace.
In the workplace.
In the secular workplace. Yes. Which is cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes. And you're married to the amazing Christian. Shout out to Christian.
I love you, babe. Mm. Maybe we can cut that out, but I do.
Not cutting that out.
He's the best.
And he also is working as an industrial designer.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. He is.
I think so.
Super
also,
cool.
And the thing I love about you guys is sharing the love of Jesus in those places. And just over the years, like knowing you guys, just hearing different stories about like what God's been doing both in your workplace, both him and you,
yeah.
Both of you guys has been so encouraging.
Thank you.
Like the way that Christian's boss talks about him, it's so evident that he lives in a different way in his workplace.
100%.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna pause before we get down that rabbit hole. And I want to start just by asking you a little bit about how you met Jesus, which is gonna be fun because I actually don't know this story.
Oh, it's a wild one. I was mulling on this, and I'm like, there are like, it's almost like the way I met Jesus in so many like different seasons.
Wow.
And it's just like so many categories and so many ways.
Okay,
and
well,
so full.
Dive
but
in
I
wherever
will
you
dive
feel to
in.
Start. Yeah.
So I love my grandma.
Oh
she
my gosh.
She took
yes,
us to church
on.
Growing
oh.
up when we were little.
So many praying grandparents and uncles and aunties that have been a huge part of people's stories.
She is wonderful. Mm. Like she prayed for us.
Wow.
And brought us, like picked us up every Sunday. Mm-hmm. My grandma and my grandpa picked us up every Sunday, took us to church from a young age.
Wow.
And this is before the rest of my family had met the Lord.
Yeah, wow.
And so I kind of always was like, I know God's real.
Yeah.
I don't know. And my favorite thing in kids' church was actually, well, besides the prizes and the gifts that they would give us for showing up, was actually worship. So
yeah,
I loved it.
Wow.
I genuinely, like, there's just something about the presence of God in worship where
yep.
He's made manifest and He reveals Himself that
wow.
even as a kid, especially as a kid, you just can't deny it.
Yeah, wow.
So I encountered the Lord in that age, and I would say I gave my life to Jesus when I was little in my grandma's front room because, well, my sister gave her life to Jesus and I was like, yes, and I want to do that too.
Wow.
So that's really fun.
Come on.
Kind of always grew up going to church. But then I think this is the second phase.
Yeah.
I really understood and encountered the Lord when I was in high school.
Yeah, come on.
So like
awesome.
Made a decision to get baptized.
Yes.
In year 9. Encountered the first time I encountered the Holy Spirit was at a youth night in youth ministry, which was epic. So it was like, oh, this is real tangible. Like the Lord's super tangible.
He's real, but He's like tangible.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, cool.
So that was like my kind of, I was like, I remember going home, I was like, look, oh, Mom, I encountered the Holy Spirit. Like,
wow.
You know, like, slain in the spirit. I was like, this is epic. And she was like, that's
God's
so
real
cool.
And He's here.
Oh my gosh. And then I will admit there was a hard season.
Yep.
Probably my late teens.
Yep.
end of my late teens into early adulthood, I actually walked away from the Lord.
Yeah.
And that was because of a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness. I got so hurt by different things and circumstances that instead of running to the Father, I actually turned away. Mm. And I probably didn't have like such a deep revelation of the Father's love at that point.
When you're a teenager, it's hard. Like, it's hard to know. The Holy Spirit is leading you, but if you don't have huge discipleship in that area, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. I definitely met the Lord when I was like an early teenager and then was on fire for a couple of years and then had no like proper discipleship in my life.
Yeah.
And so the circumstances and situations, like the world started to disciple me.
Yes.
And so discipled me away from the Lord, even though I knew he was real. I just wasn't walking in his ways. And then it was because God hunts us down, like his love is reckless in its hunting. Preaching. And then came back to him through circumstances and situations. Yep. So it happens a lot. Like,
it does. And it's exactly the same. I knew he was real.
Yeah.
There was always a part I was like, I know I'm going to come back to the Lord. I just really don't know how.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to receive the love of the Father. I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah.
So it was hard. And so probably for about 3-ish years, I got caught up in the really wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Like just doing all the things that I knew, like younger Jade was like, you can't do that. Like you know the Lord. But the Lord's so kind and so gracious.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And to be honest, like I still showed up for church on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll buy little not on the good side turning up.
Yeah.
But I still turned up and I feel like the Lord honored that.
Wow, that's so
big. I really do.
We're talking with some other people in podcasts just previously about their testimony and stuff. Mm. And we're talking about like they brought friends or they themselves have like turned up like still drunk from the night before or whatever and just like God wrecking them anyway. Like I think that's it. It's like we can sometimes be so judgmental. Like the God is not like that.
No.
Like he just takes the little bit, the little open door, the little like just a little bit and it's like, that's enough for me. I'm in. Like, 100%. Here I am in your heart. Like, wow. Okay.
It's true. I still rocked up.
Yeah.
Hungover.
Yeah.
I'm really honest.
Yeah.
And I'd met people through the ministry, like Young Adults Ministry. Shout out to Young Adults Ministry as well. And I remember actually one really significant Sunday.
Yeah. Wow.
I was actually, I knew. So that night, the night before, I had gone out.
Yep.
I woke up in the morning and I was at my friend's house and I was like, something was like, you need to go to church. Yeah. Like, you just need to get there.
Yes.
So I like trained it to church and I messaged my friend, Ash, shout out to Ash.
Oh,
and I was like, hey, can I sit with you? And I'm like, again, I was like that high person, like sitting in the back going, give me your best shot.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Jesus. Like, let's see what you got.
So let's see how real, like, come on. Like, you know. Anyway, so I get up. She's like, save me a seat. Guess where she saved me a seat? I was like, no.
Right at the front?
Yep.
It's so
actually, second row, but pretty close enough.
Yep.
Between her and our young adults pastor at the time.
Mm,
and
wow.
I was like, oh my gosh, I can't get away with this.
Mm.
Anyway, in the middle of worship, we were singing, you know, you'll finish what you begun.
Yeah, wow.
And I remember, and again, at that point, I was really hard-hearted, like hard-hearted.
Yeah.
I knew it, like no tears, no emotion, hard. And I remember as that they began to sing that as the church, I felt the presence of God wash down over me.
Ooh.
And I heard the Lord so clearly. He said to me, I will finish what I've done in your life and I will turn everything around for good.
Oh, Jade.
I remember it so clearly and I began to bawl and I had my friend Ash and our young adults pastor there praying for me, interceding as I just began to weep before the Lord. I heard him so clearly and I knew, I was like, I don't know how this is going to happen. Because I feel like I've walked so far, so ashamed, so ashamed of what I turned away.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And literally pretty much about a year from that moment, by like just being so surrounded, like God surrounded me like crazy with people. Like when I say crazy, like life group, I had people like pick me up and take me to church.
Come on.
Like I started just showing up, even volunteering.
Mm.
And the Lord was relentless in pursuing me.
Yeah.
Probably about a year after that, I would say I started to just give it a go. I was like, let me just figure out how to read the word again. I started changing what I was listening to, like worship. I was like, I still don't know how to change anything. I can't change the past. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that's it.
But I was like, look, I'm just going to try.
Wow.
Anyway, so it's a whole thing. As I mentioned earlier, I was really like bitter and had so much unforgiveness.
Yeah.
And I remember one day I was just showing up and eventually I heard the Lord go, do you know, Jade, if you can't forgive, you can't actually walk in the fullness of what I have for you.
Wow.
which is firstly receiving his forgiveness.
Yes.
And that, like, receiving his forgiveness, his salvation, we can then walk and enter in it, not because of anything I've done
yeah.
or anything we do.
Yeah.
And I remember I actually got in my room, got on my knees, and I prayed probably the most, like, what people call basic, but it's not. It's not basic.
Yes.
Like, the Lord knows. And I just remember praying something along the lines of, like, Lord, I actually don't know what to do, but I'm giving you my heart. And I forgave all the people, and I'm like, forgive me, I repented of my own sin as well.
Wow.
And I remember going to bed not having anything crazy necessarily happen, but I knew something had shifted. So I started, you know, again, back to the whole, like, just give me a go, reading the word, listening to worship. Eventually one of my friends who wasn't a believer said to me one day, you sound really different. And I was like, yeah, I do. I was still, like, kind of journeying that with the Lord. But fast forward, like, literally 3 months later, it's like everything that I felt was lost in those 3 years while I was away from the Lord, like, all of a sudden in 3 months, it was like bam, 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 bam.
Wow.
Literally, like, in fullness. Like,
he really is the redeemer and the restorer.
Fully. Like, when I say it was 3 months, like,
wow.
Literally, I went from being the quiet, like, don't talk to me, to like, you know, like that. I'm trying not to say my woo too loudly in case it, like, breaks the microphone. But, yeah, and the rest is history. Like, I met my husband pretty much in that season, like, shortly after. Whole other testimony itself.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I've just been getting wrecked still, like, by the Lord every day. Like, all the time.
I mean, we just sat through a service before this, and, I feel like I feel like, even emotional now. I just feel like I got an even deeper revelation of, like, the cross, the gospel, what God is, like, what God did for me, like, what Jesus paid for. Like, it is really, like, I was just bawling. I couldn't stop. And I'm like, this is so crazy. Like, the ocean of revelation of the truth is, like, never ending. Like, you just can go layers and layers and deeper and deeper. And
it is. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm different from that time, which is now, like, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, but I'm even more different than I was at the beginning of this year.
That's true. Me too.
I'm like,
me too.
Like, you know, when you share about testimony, I'm like, my testimony is still being completely written.
Yes, amen.
I'm like, I'm not there yet, and I won't be until he comes back.
Yeah.
But, like,
yes.
I'm like, like, Lord, what more? But come do it. Like, just do more.
Come on. You know what I love about what you shared? First of all, I love that you shared that you're, like, had a praying grandmother. Because I feel like so many people, we're praying for, like, I know I am praying for, like, loved ones that don't know him yet. And sometimes it feels like you pray and nothing changes. But God's on the case. Like, God's working on them whether we know it or not. Like,
100%.
He sent Jesus to die, to be raised again, to forgive sins, that we would be able to come face to face with the Father. Like, he didn't pay for that, for then be like, okay, great, now it's up to them. Like, he sent the Holy Spirit that would then come and, like, we all meant into himself. So it's like, I felt like there was an encouragement for people who are praying for, like, loved ones in it. Keep praying.
100%.
And then just for the people who, like, love on us when we are like the, I want to come, I'm still, like, maybe hungover, or maybe you have to drive, like, 40 minutes to pick your friend up and then drive 40 minutes to church from their place. Like, this is people's salvation. Like, this is the turnaround of their life. This is, like, it's so important. And I just, like, feel the blessing and the encouragement of God, of, like, good and faithful servant to the people who, you know, that maybe you guys have been doing that. God honors it and he sees it. And sometimes it's, like, it's not the, you know, preach the gospel component, but it is the, like, acts of service of, I am going to go and get that person. I was the same. Like, I literally, my friend was like, you need to go here. Like, I found this church for you. I was like, yeah, great. And, like, gave me all the details and then would check up with me, like, on Monday, like, did you go today? And I was like, oh, no, I had something on. I was really tired. Yeah. Oh, no. And then they said to me, like, will you go if I come and, like, drive with you? So they drove, like, an hour and a half to come and pick me up and take me, and, like, drove an hour and something back home. And, and that was it. Like, for me, it took once. The next Sunday, I was like, okay, I know enough to, like, I'm okay to go by myself now. But sometimes it's, like, multiple times. But sometimes it's that God's asking us to do, like, that little 100%. Obedience and just knowing can look different. Like, sometimes he's asking us to go and preach to someone we don't know. Sometimes he's going to ask us to go and pray for healing for something. Or sometimes he's like, I really just want you to, like, love on this friend and, like, pick him up and take him. Yep. Like, as you've been praying for them, like now this little step of obedience in action.
100%. And I just think when you are sharing, the Lord draws all mankind unto himself.
Yeah.
And like I think back about where I was at that time, and to anyone who was maybe speaking words of life and encouragement with me, I would have looked like I wasn't receiving it.
Yeah, me too.
Like I would have like nothing was happening on the surface.
Yeah.
But actually, a lot of what the work does and the Holy Spirit works is like deep within the heart and the unseen and the hidden.
Yes.
Like, you know, and I feel like the Lord's all over like things like car ministry.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I remember sitting into his friend's car and like she would have these like weird songs playing every time.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, but I'd feel really peaceful. Like, so it was kind of like, I hate this music because it's weird, but at the same time, I feel so much peace and I want it to keep playing. Like, and it was just worship music. Like, I didn't even know what worship music was. I was just like, one of these songs, like, this is not like people I know, like Katy Perry. It's not Maroon 5, like showing my age here, but it is what it is. And I was just like, but it was like, cringy. It wasn't cringy worship music, but it was like, I was like, ugh. Because it was the two kingdoms clashing like inside me at the time. But then being like, but I feel so peaceful in your car and I just want to stay here forever. Can we keep driving? Like,
100%.
Yeah. So it is. It's like, and I think that's why obedience is so important. Like God's not asking us to like preach the most epic gospel message to our friends that ever exists, but he's just asking us to be obedient in the little steps and to trust him with like the outcome of that. So, okay, that's a good segue because I think that's totally like what you're doing right now. So Pastor Cherie, she's talked about when we talk about like sharing the gospel, she's talked about different ways of sharing and talked to it being about like fishing. Like obviously Jesus, like I'm going to make you into the disciples. I'm going to make you into fishers of men. And there's all different fishing styles. There's like the spear fisher, like the hunter. Like sometimes we'll go out on street teams and we're like, all right, we're following the Holy Spirit. Like we are hunting down the Holy Spirit and where he's moving, we're going to be his hands and feet. Sometimes there's like a rod. It's like, okay, you've had multiple conversations with multiple people. You're just like throwing the bait out there, seeing like where it's at, seeing what people are interested in, like the conversation with the person in your lunch room at work. You know, okay, I'm just going, oh yeah, I'm going to church on Sunday. Like, okay, I'm throwing a little bait out, see what happens. Like you got a few fishing rods in with different people. And then she talked about there being like a net, like a big drag net where multiple people are involved and we're going for like a catch of multiple fish, multiple souls, and we drag, you know, with a few people involved, drag it along. And so you've actually like changed fishing styles a little bit.
Recently. You know, I'm discovering a whole other realm of fishing.
Which is so exciting. So you were involved in on staff team here at Numa for multiple years.
Yeah.
And were involved in like casting out nets in locations on weekends in services and running those services, putting together those services, facilitating other people to put together those services, all different like back ends of really part of this like net ministry. And I think it's important to note that at the same time, you have also been fishing with inside your family, like with rods. So not only one, but you've been doing multiple, but now just recently you've moved from full-time ministry into the workplace, which is such a testimony of God. Like, I was so blessed by watching just the goodness of God pour out in that. I'll get you sharing a little bit. Yeah. And now you're working in the workplace and sharing about Jesus looks completely different to what it did.
It really does.
In your previous one. So share us a little bit about whatever you want, the transition, the testimony, what that looks like now, all the things.
Yeah, all the things. So look, I think the first thing that I'll probably want to highlight in sharing this is that transition was a real challenge into what I believe about ministry.
It's good.
To be very honest.
Yes, let's go there.
So let's go there. That's probably the start of this whole journey.
Yeah.
Firstly, I love the church so much.
Yeah.
I was so honored and still I'm so honored I got to be and I get to be honest, part of what the Lord's doing in the church, the bride. Totally. We are the bride. It's not just a building.
100%.
Well, it's not a building, sorry. Yeah. And I honestly couldn't have imagined stepping out of that space of equipping the saints.
Yeah.
I'm very, like, I was like, the Lord is so kind. Yeah, he talks through my wonderful husband in such a loving way. My husband's really kind. Like, he'll hear from the Lord and he'll just kind of come in and be like, hey, like, what if? Like, you know, the Lord calls you out. Like, he'll say something like, so he would say that.
Yes, to the spouses.
Probably like 6 months of last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, no, no. It makes no sense to the words the Lord's spoken over my life and our lives.
Right.
I was like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to kind of go, could this be it? Anyway, I actually got a word. I was in a class with Pastor Cherie was teaching and a friend named Ben. And I actually got prophesied over that I would see the glory of the Lord beyond the four walls of the church. Now, in my mind, I was like, that sounds like hunting. Like, I'm going to go out hunting in the supermarket.
Right.
I'm just going to encounter people like that.
Right.
I had no way in my mind at that point or revelation that it could mean that the Lord would call me out into something different.
Yeah.
So eventually when we really started to mull, like, we really felt the Lord was on it. Like, you know, Christian and I were praying about it and really journeying with that. I'll be very honest in saying, I did not feel like I had faith to step out.
That's really good.
I'm going to be really honest.
Yes.
I didn't have this big feeling of hope, like, wow, I see that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel that way. To be honest, in that moment, in that transition, my faith was my works on display, as in my faith was me actually resigning and doing what the Lord wanted me to do by stepping out of that space of ministry in the church. So the first thing I had to really question was, like, what do I believe about ministry? Because, like, you know, in the church and on staff, you know, we always are, and it's true. Our lives are ministry.
Yes.
Our lives are ministry.
Yes.
So I actually had to go back and go, do I really believe that?
Because
if I do, I'll have an open hand with this, and I'm okay if the Lord calls me out. Like,
so good,
I have to be okay, because otherwise I'm just saying words that mean nothing.
Yeah, I can't actually live what I'm preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing that I had to deal with was, do I really believe that?
Yeah, come on.
And it's crazy because, to be honest, I didn't know what I was going to. I just stepped out, like, journeyed with my leaders.
Did.
And I was like, I'm resigned. So I resigned.
Yeah.
It was hard. I was sad about it.
Yeah. You're beautiful in the way you did that, like, really just sensing the voice of the Lord in the collective. Like, hey, like, first of all, like, listening to Christian being like, okay, I don't know, I'm not really sensing that, but I'm going to pray about it.
Yeah.
Like, let's see where the Lord leads us. And then going to leaders and saying, like, hey, I don't know, we're still trying to hear the voice of God. We feel like maybe, can you pray with us? Like, and there was such a resounding yes and amen over the leading of the Lord from all the people that were involved.
Massively.
Like, I remember even the thing of thinking, like, I don't know where to, but this is definitely God's hand on the situation. Like, So that was beautiful. Like, even just in the navigation of that.
I honor the people around us. Like, Christian and I will always testify that where we are is because of those who've come alongside us.
Yeah, true of me too.
Genuinely,
100%.
Like, really.
Yeah.
I can't even.
The body is a beautiful thing. Like, it really is. Like, the bride is really quite stunning. She's not perfect for sure because she's full of us normal humans.
Yeah.
But, like, she is stunning. Well, yeah.
She's who Jesus is coming back for.
Yeah.
So
you get into this point where you're like, okay, I've been declaring and I believe that, like, ministry is my entire life, and now I actually get the opportunity to walk that scripture out.
100%. And, like, I didn't know we were going to, but the Lord, this is the goodness of God too, when you step out in obedience.
Yeah.
So from the week that I resigned, the next week I had a new job.
Wow.
I didn't even that I had a new job. So I literally resigned one night, put my resume in on this that day. I got a call back the next day, had an interview the following day, second interview on the Monday. Had a new job on the Tuesday, which was my birthday too. It was so wild.
Oh,
like, the Lord's so
gift.
Cool.
Yeah, he is.
He's
cool.
So cool.
He's pretty fun. Jesus is pretty fun.
And my workplace, actually, we have a lot of Christians in that workspace, which is crazy.
Yeah, like, it is crazy.
Not, like, it was so funny because, like, the Lord wants to influence, impact every sphere.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Like, when he commissioned us, he didn't say, oh, you know, go into the church, like, build a church and you know, make disciples in the church. Like, yes, we do that. But it's like, all nations.
Yeah.
So that means all in all spheres, all people.
Yeah, all areas.
Every area.
Totally.
I hope that makes
Preach
sense.
Preach it, girl.
But, so I came into this workspace and it was so funny because I was like, oh, the values of this workplace is really kingdom.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yes,
so I was like, I see why I'm here. It was unique and it is different to other workplaces. I get that. And still, again, it's not a Christian organization or business.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so coming into this space, I was like, I don't know what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
I don't. I've been there probably 6 months now, and it's been a wild transition, but I've seen the Lord all over it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm still serving in the house.
Totally.
If anything, it's actually being glory to glory. Really.
Totally.
Like, I was like, I don't know.
You're part
know.
Of our worship team and a worship yeah. leader here at honored. Our city location, and you and Christian do life group stuff, you serving yeah. in all sorts of spaces. Mm. But in your workplace, I guess, Jade, like, I think because it's such an important story, like it's such an important thing to share, because that's like what the majority of our lives are like, you know? And we are meant to be a light, like, yes. to the world. So what has that looked like for you in your workplace? Like, what has that looked like? Because you shared a couple of testimonies with me, like, along the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's that looked like for you? Because you're, like, in a sort of office environment.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So just, like, she's not a tugboat driver or anyone. Just
no. a little fisherman, me with a little fisher hat. It'll be yellow.
Yeah, it'll be yellow for sure. But you are, like, in a corporate kind of setting.
I am.
In a office environment.
I am.
I'm working in, like, an administrational kind yes, of sphere of area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what has that looked like?
Yeah. So it's looked like many different things.
Yes.
One, good. The first thing that comes up into my mind is bringing excellence.
Wow, come on.
I know it sounds really small, but it's actually not.
Yeah, come on.
And you know, when we, like, it talks in scripture about, like, let people see your good works.
Yeah.
Not to be, like, boastful in yourself, but to actually glorify the Lord.
Yeah.
And he actually is glorified in how we hold ourselves.
Totally.
In these environments.
Totally.
In how we handle situations, in what we put our hands to.
Turn up on time.
Turn up on time.
The way we honor people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like for me, one is bringing excellence. But in that space as well, like, being present, taking time to listen.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually taking time to encourage and honor. To be honest, we are so blessed because we don't realize that that's not normal in the workplace.
Yes.
To encourage and
yes.
to honor is not normal.
Yep.
When you go into a place and you honor and you celebrate people and you want everyone to win, it makes a difference. It's not normal.
People notice it.
Yes.
Yeah, because we have a world that's full of, like, competition.
100%.
And, like, shame and rivalry.
And I got to be better than that person, and I got to be seen. And I, coming from working in the context of ministry in the church, I was pretty shook because I was like, oh, this is normal for me.
Yeah.
As someone who loves so Jesus, good. This is so normal for me. But people will be like, oh, like, you just have a good vibe. Oh, I've just noticed a difference. Like, I literally, these are testimonies, again, to what the Lord's doing and just how literally as temples of the Holy Spirit, people recognize it. Because I'll go into my workplace and be like, oh, there's just something so good about you, kind about you. Oh, your presence has made a difference. This is people telling me this. And I haven't done anything extra.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I have not.
You're not baking cookies every day.
I'm not baking cookies every day.
To work.
Like, you know. Like, acts of service is, like, 18% on my love languages.
Yes.
Like, and don't get me wrong, I love serving
people.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're
not saying
that.
But, like, if I want to give people love, I'm, like, words and gifts and my time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's one of those things where I was like, how can I love people? And to be honest, the most incredible, like, moments I've had where I even gotten to share, like, parts of my life is actually been taking the time to ask people how they are. Because people don't do that either. People don't take time to listen to other people.
To listen, like, how are you? I'm good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had an American friend come over to Australia and visit, and they were like, it's really weird because your greetings in the shops are like, oh, hi, like in a retail situation or something like that. Like, hi, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks. And they're like, but you're not all good. Why do you say it? And, like, I didn't even realize this was, like, an Australian thing, but for my friends in, like, Europe and my friends in, like, America, it was like, it was weird. Like, and I'm like, that's actually... We ask how we are, but we don't really ask how we are.
It's true. So, like, sometimes when I notice someone isn't well, I'll prod a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Are you sure you're okay?
And
so I feel so honored that I've actually had people, without me doing anything by being present, like, open up and share with me. So that's one thing.
They can feel the safety of Jesus that is in us, I feel. And, like, that, oh, you feel like such a safe person.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
And I know that it's the Lord.
Yeah, totally.
I know it is.
Oh, my gosh. Because we remember how we were pre-Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I did not give a rip about anyone. Like, I literally, like, my mum who, like, I remember her correcting me multiple times at the supermarket we would check out, and I would literally stand there behind this poor lady who, oh, I feel, like, so bad about it now. But, like, this poor lady who was, like, an elderly woman, like, struggling to fill her, like, bags. Now I would be like, let me help you fill the, like, I would be compelled. But I'd just stand there and I'd just, like, complain about her. Like, why does she even bother to come out? She can't even do her shopping. Yeah. Dude, she's holding everyone up. And like, I think one of the biggest testimonies to Jesus in my life is just how I feel about other people. Yeah. Like, genuinely, you get hit, like, and I'm praying that I just can, because there is room for improvement, guys. Mm. Just saying. We're always like, work in progress. Same. Yeah. But like, one of the biggest testimonies is actually our heart for other people. Yeah. And people can feel that.
Yes. You know, the people know when you really care.
They do.
So, you know, taking the time matters.
Yeah.
That, and also the second thing I'd say, which has been a real help for me.
Yeah.
People ask me what I'm doing on the weekend or what I'm doing. Yeah. I literally give them the full download. I'm like, I remember one time, one guy came into our work and we're in the kitchen and he was like, so how was your weekend? What did you get up to? I'm like, oh, on Sunday it was wild. I went to church. He's like, wild. I jump on that. I'm like, let me tell you. So I'll start sharing testimonies. Even if it's not something like my own personal testimony.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
I'll share what I've
grab
seen.
Grab someone else's testimony.
100%. I'll grab.
I'm grab like, this testimony.
Yeah, I'm like, we've seen people's hands get healed, cancer disappear.
Yeah.
And like, I'll just share. I'm like, oh, and I had the best time with the Lord. And in their mind, they're like, God and fun.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it just completely weeds them out. I'm like, I had the best time.
Yes.
And they can't deny what I'm saying because it's true. It's my encounter, my revelation, my testimony.
So good.
And I remember what he said. He was like, wow, it sounds like I'm really missing out.
Dude.
And he genuinely meant it.
Yeah.
And my colleague goes, you should go to church with Jade. And I was like, yeah.
So good.
So it's like, see, so they know. Like, I don't shy away from it.
So good.
I'm like, well, this is who I am. This is my life.
Yeah.
Like, my faith and my walk with Lord is not compartmentalized.
Yes.
Like,
When the opportunity comes, be bold. Like, ask the Lord for the boldness to share. And they're like, it's just like, I'm just sharing what I'm doing, like the fullness of what I'm doing.
I'll look them in the eye too.
And they see the joyfulness. Like, who wants to go and do something with someone that, like, I wouldn't want to go and, like, I don't care if it's church or tennis or whatever. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Looks like boring as anything. And that looks like they're always, like, you know, complaining. Like, or they're always like, whatever, like, who we are is a testimony of that.
Definitely.
So, like, I mean, you can't talk to you for 5 seconds and, like, not smile and, like, giggle and, you know, feel joy because you're, like, a joy bomb. But whether it's other people, like, peace, kindness, like, whatever the manifestation of Christ is through you, we are that. Like, we are bringing Christ to others through who they know you to be and experience you to be in the workplace. And then at the moment where you're like, okay, what did you do on the weekend? You're like, okay, God, like, jump on it. Give me the boldness to fully share. Yeah. And then plant the seed like, you should go to church with Jade. Okay, you should do that.
You should.
Leave the seed.
Yeah.
And then be like, God, I'm praying into that. Like,
100%. I mean, I'm just providing them the overflow of my life.
That's it.
I'm ministering to them.
That's it.
Like,
that's it.
That's ministering to them, the overflow 100%. Of my life.
100%.
That's still ministry.
Yes.
It's just my whole life is a walking, talking testimony.
Totally.
Worship to the Lord, ministering to Him, ministering to others.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's wild. So good, man.
It's still happening.
Yes.
It's still happening.
And I think that's the reality, right? It's just the gospel walked out, like, wherever we are. I went to the cafe, just grab a coffee before church and, like, the Lord started to speak to me about this guy that was in front of me in the queue. And I'm like, okay, God, like, what? And I feel like I'm going to see this guy again. And so I have, like, this God's like, so you need to ask him about his sister. You need to ask him if his sister's unwell, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. Like, I'm learning to hear the voice of God. So I'm just going to try. And, like, he was like, no, I don't have a sister. I'm like, oh, okay, no worries. Like, oh, good. Like, I can share. I can share with him anyway. Like, Jesus loves you, man. Like, you know, blah, blah, I've been praying for you this week. We bumped into each other last week, blah, blah, blah. So, I feel like it's just the normal parts of life. Like, I feel like for so long it's kind of you like, oh, there's evangelism and like it's done by certain people or you do it in certain times where it's like, no, this is just like living the Jesus life, man.
Definitely. Could I add one more thing?
Oh, my gosh, please do.
I started doing my colleague. She's also a Christian, which is really cool. Like, having someone in the workplace.
That's awesome.
And like, people listening might not, but that's okay. You can still do this.
Yes.
Pray.
Yeah.
Over your workplace.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So simple, but it's true. Uh-huh. Like, I arrive a little bit earlier on a Wednesday and I'll just go into one of the rooms and just pray.
Come
like,
on,
Lord, let this center be filled with your presence.
Yes.
You know, he will.
Yes.
He so will.
He wants to more than we want it. Oh,
yes, he wants to more. Like he, he wants to encounter people and reveal himself in his fullness more than we could ever think or imagine. Yeah. And he will.
And even in our like weakness and fumble aroundness sometimes and all the things, he will find a way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I fully just challenge people like exactly as you said, like even maybe just as you're in the car, like if you pull up to work 10 minutes early, just 10 minutes, like you don't need a 5-hour prayer meeting, like 10 minutes, like just give God 10 minutes at the start of your day. As you pull up in the car, like just sit outside your workplace, put on a worship song or don't. And just pray. Just be like, it's a simple prayer like Jade was saying of like, God, come fill this place. I know there are people in here who you want to meet. If you, you know, your presence is what is revealing, like the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. Come Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus. If you want to use me, come use me. Like use circumstances and situations in their life to reveal who you are to them. Amen. Like it doesn't have to be long. If you do that every day, oh, and play the game. Like it is fun, like to watch Jesus then act upon our prayers in that space.
He will.
Yeah, he will.
He will.
Yeah.
He
Amen.
So will.
He will.
It's like you ask for it. Do you really want to?
Yeah. Yes.
And it's such a joy when you get to.
Yeah.
Like is. I, yeah, generally seeing the glory of the Lord beyond the four walls.
Yeah.
I know
on.
That there's more.
Yes,
and I know
there
that
is.
I will see more.
Amen. Mm. Well, I look forward to even those testimonies.
Me too. I'm so excited for them.
And Jade, can you wrap up by praying for us that just, yeah, within our workplaces, within our businesses, for all of us who are working. Yeah, that's it. Wherever that is, whatever that is, that, yeah, even that God would just start to speak to us about our workplaces, that we would just be the witness of our life, like, and that we wouldn't hold back. Because I remember literally being in a work kitchen multiple times and people saying, what are you doing on the weekend? And I reckon I told three times, like an edited version before I was like, take a picture off, the Lord is telling me to say everything. Yeah. And I remember saying, like, yeah, I'm going to church on the weekend and like, da da da. And he was like, oh, what do you mean church? And like, then I had the conversation, right? So yeah, and he'd literally never met a Christian. He's like, you're so happy, like I can't believe you're a Christian. Yeah, it was really interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so yes, can you just pray for us?
I would be so honored.
Thanks God. Thank you Lord.
Yes Lord. Father, I just pray for every person who's listening to this. Firstly Lord, I actually pray that you would give all of us your heart.
Yes, God.
And that you would actually help us to see workplaces and where we're going the way that you see them.
Yeah.
And you would actually help us to see people the way that you see them.
Yes, God.
I pray, Father God, that you would absolutely turn our workplaces upside down. I pray, Father God, that it would be like a gold field, that we would see the gold and dig for it.
Wow.
Lord, I pray that you would give us boldness and courage again, Lord God, to step out, Lord God, and to be like you, Jesus, in every way and what we do and what we say and what we put our hands to, Father God. Lord, would you give us vision, Lord, to see what our workplaces could be like when you hit the room, when you encounter people,
yes, God.
When you fill the room, when you fill people, Lord God. And so, Father, I just pray that you would just speak to us, use us. Lord, give us courage and boldness to even pray, Lord, use me.
Yeah.
Lord, give us courage, Lord, to even be able to go, Lord, what's on your heart for this person?
Yeah.
Father, I just thank you. I pray that we will be the most encouraging people in our workplaces.
Yeah, come on, yes, God.
I actually pray, Lord God, that on our lips it would just flow out encouragement. Lord, when we look at a person, help us to see what you see in their lives, to even just call out that goal, Lord. Yeah. And so, Father, we just know you are so about meeting people in every sphere of life, in every every sphere of influence, in the business sector, all the sectors, Lord.
Yeah.
So, Lord, come, have your way. Yes, in God. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me. So
honored. You're so welcome. Next time we need to get Christian on here too.
Oh.
Have the double whammy.
Pow.
Guys, I know that yeah, hearing stories like that, they can be like, okay, gosh, how do I do it? Like that God stirred something in that. And I just want to encourage you, like there's a whole equipping toolbox that is available. You can jump onto the website and get linked into that. There's a whole bunch of equipping that Pastor Sheree's done of like, including like how to pray, how to articulate the gospel like succinctly, quickly, like, okay, well, what is Jesus? What, like, you know, what do you actually believe? Like, you know, why do you go to church on Sunday? Yeah. There's also talking about like how to disciple, how to evangelize through the gifts. So through like deliverance, how to evangelize through prophecy, like a whole bunch of stuff. So get on there and grab different tools, grab the spear, grab the, grab the rod, for your workplace, like whatever it looks like. It might be different things for different spaces, but yeah, we want to hear testimony. We want to hear like what God is doing. Maybe you shared for the very first time. I've never shared about Jesus before. We want to hear that. We want to celebrate that with you. You can do that by DMing us on Instagram. You can also share via the website numa.church/pray, or just share it with your ministry leader at your location. We want to hear about it and celebrate what God's doing amongst us, as the Holy Spirit works through us to win our world. Awesome. Well, that is it for today, and I will see you next time very shortly. Bye.
Bye.